It feels like a football Friday, especially with the sun rising. I don't know about you guys, but going to bed at 6:30 every night and waking up at 2:45 is amazing. Sunsets, go to bed. That's what I've been taught, right?
I worked so deep into the night last night and looked up. It was 5:30.
Yeah.
But it had been dark for 4 hours, so I didn't know what to do.
Tyler Ivins, Will West. That music can only mean one thing. Pulls by Heritage Practice Report. Hi, Eric Kane. Good morning to you. That quarterback tomorrow night when Tennessee travels up to Kroger Field is going to be blank.
I feel like you're setting me up here. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback for Tennessee.
Juwan Jennings is taking the first snap, and he's running wild.
Juwan Jennings bait here, guy. Although he does have a start and a win.
I was going to say, we know he's going to do at least one snap under center.
To be fair.
To be fair.
He will line up in Wildcat at some point in that ball game because that's been kind of the norm in the last three games. But really, you know, Tennessee had all three quarterbacks ready to roll last week. Tennessee's coaches elected to hold out Brian Maurer. But another week, he's been practicing. He's been there every single day that media has been allowed to practice. So we'll have to see if Tennessee's going to go back to Brian Maurer. Keep in mind, Tyler, something you pointed out throughout the season or throughout the week, Tennessee has an off week next week. So, again, I mean, it would be another 2 weeks of rest for Brian Maurer if he were to not play
tomorrow. Yeah, honesty up? Hour. What's Tyler Ivins is the head coach at the University of Tennessee. They're 0-8 right now, probably 0-9 because he's the head coach at the University of Tennessee.
And you've run the wheel route literally every single play?
Six plays.
No punts.
Word for Denzel. Why can't it work for my team? Brian Maurer does not see a helmet or a shoulder. Let him dress. I apologize. Let him dress. Give him an extra week. So do not play him this week. Give him the open date next week. Have him ready for Missouri. Is that likely what's going to happen? No. No. This guy has had two knocks on the noggin in a six-day period. This guy's getting a month to recover. He's getting a full calendar month to return, get healthy, show me he's 100%. And maybe he's already done that. But for the whole pull the file, let me see this guy, the neurology reports, all the head, the brain, the stuff they have to go through, the careful stuff, he's not seen the football field before Missouri. That's not the case, but that's just Tyler Ivins.
Yeah, we'll have to see what Tennessee coaches want to do. Again, he has not played the last two games. He was ruled out for the South Carolina game. He dressed and did not play against UAB. But anyway, we'll have to see what's going on with Tennessee's quarterbacks. Tennessee is eyeing its third win of the row, the fourth victory in five games on Saturday. Again, it's going to be at 7:30 at Kroger Field. It'd be the first win for Tennessee on the road this season. First at Kentucky since 2015. Excuse me. The last time these two teams played in Kentucky, Ty Chandler ran for a 120 and a touchdown, had a long kickoff return that went pretty far, but was called back for a holding penalty as well. So it was Ty Chandler's coming out party at Kroger Field back in 2017.
Tanner, give me your score prediction here during this segment, if you don't mind, for this game.
I have been so back and forth, teetering that line all week long. Yesterday, when Tyler and I met for the podcast, I took Kentucky, but I've kind of swayed a little bit more towards Tennessee now.
Look at the hater. H8R, that is Kaner's license plate.
That's at underscore Kaner. You can send me all your hate mail. But, I mean, it really is. I mean, it's going to be close. It's going to be an ugly football game. It's going to be a quick football game as well. And really, I mean, Kentucky's going to be one-dimensional. If Tennessee can put forth a good effort and stop that run. Because
there's a belief Sawyer Smith's back.
Yeah, I still think Kentucky's going to be really heavy with Lynn Bowden Jr. at quarterback, even if Sawyer Smith is back. Because, quite frankly, Kentucky's found success in it. Two of the last three games have been wins. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to one big play in terms of like a turnover, you know, a big play on defense. You know, right now I will, I'll take Tennessee. It's Friday, but I think it's going to be extremely close. So I've been on the fence about it all week, but I'll take Tennessee. I think it's going to be a very close football game.
Hey, I will say there's one mortal lock in this game, and that's Cash Daniel does something incredibly dirty. That's the only mortal lock in the game.
Daniel's going to look Daniel's like Kurt Angle when he grabs your ankle.
Oh, dude, that dude's Vontaze Burfict. That's what Cash Daniel is. He is. Cash Daniel's the dirtiest college football player I can remember seeing. He's Grayson Allen. I don't know. That's on the cycle number two.
He's so good, though.
Allegedly. No, he's a really good player. He is a really, really good player.
7:30 is the kickoff at Kroger Field. The Vol Network coverage will take over the airwaves at 6 o'clock. We'll have game day all-day coverage starting right here on the Esports Channel tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Oh, what's up? I'm going to be on that show with Joel Silverberg.
Hey, did drive to Lexington.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, have you ever been to
Lexington for this game? Have you ever been to Lexington for this game?
It feels
like you just dropped into this tiny Arctic circle that's exactly around that stadium.
Yep.
Can't wait for that.
Yep.
Today's UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online, poolsbyheritage.com.
One of these days, I'll tell you a story about how I went to watch a D3 college baseball game at Transylvania University.